I'm Brent Trey Sands, the writer and the creator of the Impound Universe. This is the second episode of the revamped Impound Podcast. Sitting here with my boy, Kyran Shank.
What's going on, y'all? One time for the one time. What's happening? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing all right, bro. Just another episode. Just trying to get in where I fit in. Put some paint where it ain't.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I like that.
You like that? Yeah. Put some paint where it ain't. That's all it's about.
Oh, God.
You can't put paint where it already lies.
You fine. Ooh, that's some shit.
Macaroni don't make itself.
What you saying?
But, yeah, bro. You know, I think, you know, we did a whole episode talking about comics and things.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit more. I think about, you watch Avatar: The Last Airbender?
Oh, my Jesus. As long as we're not talking about that nasty M. Night Shyamalan. yes, I watched Avatar.
You know, you watched the Netflix series of Avatar?
I'm still trying to get through it, actually.
You don't like it?
Let me say this. It's not that I don't like it. It's still something off that, for one, I just can't get through. I'm appreciative of what's happening. You know, they're actually, for one, they got everybody casted at least somewhat decent.
Yeah.
For me, at least, it still feels, one, rushed. Two, I'm a little bored.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it. You know, I liked it. I knew I wasn't going to like it more than the cartoon.
Of course.
And I think, you know, when it came to the Avatar Netflix series, I think there's a few things that they expanded on that I thought was dope, but it isn't. It's not gonna feel the same. I'll say this: I don't think I'll ever watch it again. If I'm gonna rewatch it and I want to see Aang and I want to see the Avatar universe, I'm just gonna go to the cartoon. But I'm glad that I watched the anime or the Netflix series, because there were parts of it that, like, I did think needed to be focused on. Like, mm-hmm. I liked. I don't know. You probably hadn't seen it all, but there's this part where when Iroh got captured. And,
I did see that part. That was episode, I want to say, what, 5, maybe?
Possibly.
Yeah.
But
I got that far, at least.
That soldier told him why he doesn't like him. He told him, because of you and your war at Ba Sing Se, my brother got killed when he was 19.
Right.
And I think in the cartoon, we didn't do enough. They didn't do enough showing Iroh's carnage.
Yeah.
You know, we just know Iroh as the wise, older uncle to Zuko, trying to be better. But the reality is he has a high body count. And a high death toll.
Does.
And I think that was dope that they at least showed that, expanded on that a little bit more.
I'm going to be quite honest. Even though I seen it, I was like going back and forth, falling asleep and coming back. I don't know why, bro. It's just like, Iroh, he's actually casted very well. For me, the only part that I just got goosebumps over was Avatar Kyoshi.
Avatar Kyoshi scene was dope.
I was like, there we go.
Yeah.
We here.
Cause we never really got to see her get down.
We here.
Yeah.
This is what would have. This is what should have been an animated shit.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, maybe we got something going on. But for me, bro, you know,
they should give Kyoshi her own cartoon.
Oh my God, that'd be fire.
Kyoshi should have her own cartoon.
That'd be fire. But
she has a really dope story.
But from Sora, I mean, just the characters themselves, you know, Aang, Sora, Korra, who I say Sora?
I'm yeah.
Sure. See, that boy, that's how you know. They're just not memorable for me, but the actors are, just for me, in my humblest opinion.
Well, Korra's not in it. You mean Katara.
What'd I say?
Korra.
Good Lord.
We said Kyoshi and Aang, so I think you were talking about Avatar Korra next.
Shit. No. Because that's actually a whole other question.
Question
I got actually left for later on. But from the actual series itself, I just wasn't tuned in.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't tuned in. I feel like it's still, the pacing.
It's missing something.
The pacing for me is just off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The pacing for me is off. And then on top of that, I'm just not into the live action, like turning in animes into live actions. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I, after they basically butchered, you know, one of my favorite animes is Death Note.
Yeah. Just over it.
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Why do we keep doing this?
Yeah.
But, you know.
I look at it, like I said, it's not better. It's worth a watch. I don't feel like it disrespected the universe, at least. Like, that movie was disrespectful.
Oh, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
Yeah. It didn't disrespect the Avatar universe, but
it was bad,
you know,
as evolution.
It was,
you know,
it just was what it was.
Yeah.
It still had a certain level of kind of like television show.
Esque, yeah.
Versus like, it didn't feel like Game of Thrones or like it didn't feel like movie quality either. It kind of still felt like television show, if that makes sense. And I think it was like, you need to go all the way big with this or don't do it.
Or don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this real quick. Totally off topic. You know what I'm saying? We can come back to it. Flash of CW in Avatar.
I don't want to see CW. I don't like any of the nothing in CW was good.
Not even the Arrowverse?
Nah, hell nah. I can't do none of that. Every single time I
tried. That's another day.
Yeah, every single time I tried, I get 10, 20 minutes in, I'm like, there's no way.
I can't
look like just cloth costume television. You either have to go all the way. Or I can't do it.
Okay.
If it was a cartoon, that's different. But live action, I can't spare the detail. It knocks me out of the fiction. So I was like, like how even though the Disney Plus shows, they're not all that great, you need that type of production. You need all that type of production. At least even the Netflix ones, like Luke Cage. It needs to be that level or better.
Okay, I was about to say.
CW.
Now, don't cover my Luke Cage now.
No. I love that whole thing. Okay. The Luke Cage, Jessica Jones, all those. I love those. Daredevil. But
except Iron Fist.
Iron Fist was garbage.
Horrible.
The Defenders was garbage too, though. The one where they all came together.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I wasn't messing with that one. But really? But the individuals, the Punisher was dope.
Punisher was the shit. Yeah. Man, shout out to that. I don't know his name. Shout out to that actor.
He was a perfect cast for him.
Cold blooded.
But I can't do CW. I just can't.
I feel it.
I've tried.
Oh man,
have the cornball for me.
For the CW. Even for Black Lightning, it was cold. What's funny is,
was Black Lightning done by CW?
I could have sworn it was.
It might be, but I don't think so. It's possible. But I was gonna say I liked Black Lightning.
Yeah.
But I still kind of liked it to an extent.
To a degree.
Yeah, I can't compare it to the stuff that's better, but Black Lightning was good.
Yeah.
Black Lightning was like, you ever watch the show, this is not even comic related, All American.
Yeah.
If All American had a bigger budget, it would have been rivaling everything.
Oh my Lord.
The story and the characters and stuff was dope, but it felt a little cheesy.
Just a little bit.
But you still watched the whole thing though, because it was.
Oh, I did.
The casting and the writing was great.
And the suspense was there.
It was there. Like, it was there. The acting was there. You know all of that was there. So I think everyone feels the same way about All American though. Like, it was just a couple million dollars away from an all-time classic.
Facts.
Still, I still would give it a classic though. Like for sports television series.
Yeah.
I don't know which ones, how many I would say is above it. Not for sports television series.
Well, if we go back to the old, you know, Friday Night Lights.
That's not that's a show?
Yeah.
They made a show on that?
That's back in the day. That's like, you know, early 2000s.
Because
you know?
I never seen that. Because when I think of fire. I'm tripping. Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, not the movie.
Okay. Show. Yeah. And then look, for some reason, Any Given Sunday came into my head. And I'm like,
Jamie Foxx.
I'm like, hold on. Friday Night Lights, the movie was dope. I never watched the show.
The show is top tier television of sports.
But yeah, that's how I look at that's how I looked at Black Lightning in the superhero genre.
Okay.
We was about to go.
But yeah, coming back.
Like I said,
you know what I'm saying? For me, the live action Avatar, I just feel like it just needs to go. I see they got cleared for season 2 and 3, basically books 2 and 3. I would watch hopefully they get Toph right.
Yeah.
I've heard rumors of what's going on with Toph and the character.
Toph gotta be right.
It has to be. And from what I have in this, don't judge me. I don't know it. Allegedly, that's what you say. That's what they all say. Allegedly, that Toph is not going to be blind.
If they do that, I'm out.
Allegedly.
If Toph isn't blind in book 2 of the live action, I'm out.
She's not blind because of her limitation, and they don't want to. They don't want to necessarily bring basically her limitation into like a negative light, but it's not within the actual story itself.
Yeah, no, because they have been making little strange changes. you know, that people agreed with or didn't disagree with, that's not one that I don't think anybody would be happy about that.
I wouldn't either.
Because they show her disability as empowering.
Yes.
That's the whole point of her. It's like Daredevil.
Right.
You know what I mean? Her, what they would say is a limitation,
yes,
she uses it to her advantage and becomes goated.
100% agree.
So it's not like it. You just have to paint it that way. It's already painted that way. Just follow the blueprint. Nobody looks at Toph as helpless.
But that's what I'm saying. It's just this, you know, the studio exec trying to basically mess with something that was already great.
Perfect.
But just trying to, you know.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, bro.
Facts. This whole inclusive, you know, thing is just, you know, feels like participation trophies.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, crucify me, I don't care. But that's allegedly what I have heard. If that's the case, then I'm just not watching.
Yeah, I'm not gonna want that version of Toph. I'm not gonna lie.
It all together, like,
that's know, what makes her goated.
Hell, I mean,
all right, well, let me ask you this.
What's up?
Who's the strongest in every element of Avatar? So let's start with fire. Who is the strongest firebender in history?
In history?
Out of all the firebenders, who would you say is the strongest?
I'm probably gonna go with the Fire Lord. Like even though his bending was, you know, taken, of course, but
yeah,
the Fire Lord or Zuko's father, that nigga was a menace.
Yeah,
a menace.
That's who I go with too. To me, it's not even like a debate on who's the most powerful firebender. It's Ozai.
Yeah, like,
but people will say Iroh, and I don't think Iroh is not as naturally powerful, but Iroh has studied the most. He has a higher battle IQ.
Yes.
But he's not just naturally more powerful.
Yeah, he's got the LG strength.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's figured out more.
Yeah.
He's more of a student of bending and fighting than Ozai was. But if you were just to compare fire blasts side by side, Ozai's is bigger. Yeah.
He whooping that ass.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this though. You know, Azula.
Azula's right there. She's right there, but I still give it to Ozai. But Azula's cold though. She's a prodigy.
Crazy.
Yeah. Azula's cold.
She did Zuko.
Yeah. Azula is cold.
Like, bro, she don't care. But of course, she's more, you know, just sporadic, and you know, as soon as she loses her cool, she out of there.
She's tripping.
She out of there. But at the same time, I don't know. She's close up there.
She's up there for sure.
All right, next. What you think? Water.
Who's the strongest waterbender in history?
In history. Only because I'm going with my girl because of her bloodbending.
Katara?
I'm only going with her because of bloodbending. I know there are a couple waterbenders, you know, that can do it, but as far as I'm concerned, she's the, you know, she is the master. She knows what's up. And in that retrospect, which we'll probably get to that question in a minute, but a bloodbender, soloing.
Yeah.
Soloing.
Katara, I look at Katara, she's the strongest of her time, but I think the strongest waterbender is Aman.
Really?
Yeah. Telepathically bloodbending.
Oh shit!
Without a full moon.
You're right.
Any point in time of the day.
Oh yo.
And he could take your bending away from you with
facts.
That.
Facts. I forgot all about.
Forgot about Aman. Oh, his whole family. I look at Katara. She's the fourth strongest waterbender in history. Okay. I look at it. It goes Aman, his dad Yakone, the brother Turlock.
Facts.
Then Katara.
Turlock was savage.
Because Turlock didn't master the telepathic side of it, but he can still bloodbend you whenever he wants.
Factual.
So, you know, he didn't need a full moon. So he's still at the top of waterbending.
I forgot, homie, didn't even need.
Nah, but Aman was different. Yo. He was making you just miss him with your attacks. This is the thing about Aman that people don't understand. We never even seen non-holding back peak fighting Aman.
Fact.
He did all of that while hiding his bending. You didn't even know he was a bender. So not only was he doing telepathically bloodbending you, you didn't even know he was a bender at all.
Facts.
What would have been the difference if Aman took his mask off and said, I don't care.
Right.
I'm killing everybody.
Facts.
And started adding his hands to it and really got in his bag and bending?
Ooh, yo.
We never seen that part of him.
That's wild, yo.
Because even when he fought Cora, he didn't necessarily lose. His identity got exposed and he left because he had nothing else to fight for. But if he would have came out that water and looked at Cora and said,
"We never seen
I'm on you. I'm on you.
On you.
Yeah, I'm on you." It would have been different. Where he had nothing else to lose. Because she didn't have the Avatar state yet.
That's wild.
Because the Avatar state's the only thing that was defeating the bloodbending. That's the only thing powerful enough.
I feel like that's not fair for us. You know what I'm saying? For some of us that even, you know, we know his abilities, but we just haven't seen it.
Yeah.
We haven't been able to really, you know.
But you know, the problem with the Korra series was every season they told him that was the last season. So that's why Amon was only one season. That's why everything was always one season.
Yeah.
Because they were told this is it.
Yeah.
So they only wrote it for one. Amon, it would have been a much better thing. I love the Legend of Korra series. It's not as good as The Last Airbender, but I do think it's underappreciated. But it would have been better if Amon was like the villain for three seasons.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And had more time to build out that character and, you know, take the same way as the Last Airbender. But I think the Amon series was dope.
I would have liked a longer arc.
Yeah, that's what it should have been. Yeah. And I think that the Amon one, and then I love the Zaheer one.
Yes.
That one was fire.
Yo, I just don't understand some of the hate for Korra. Just, I mean, for the series in general.
Yeah.
Not even for the Avatar, which she does get a lot of hate for some reason.
Yeah.
But the series itself is very, like...
It's good, bro.
It's very complicated. Well, I mean, like, complicated, like, emotional to friendships to even, you know, the debate with... You know, Avatar Korra and, you know, Shorty at the end, you know, as far as love interests are concerned, it's just a whole lot of, for me...
Unnecessary hate.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like their character development was better than the original Avatar for Aang.
It depends on who, though. Who? I'll say this. Okay. Zuko's development, to me, is the best development.
It's the best.
Zuko's arc... was just dope. I didn't even see it coming until it was already upon us.
Facts.
And it made sense.
Facts.
And it made so much sense.
I like personally.
But, no, but there's different. There's to me, Korra had better villains. Amon is my favorite villain.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't think Ozai being the villain, we didn't even see him get down until like the end. Azula is an amazing villain.
Ozai was a Thanos. So.
Admiral Zhao, who cares?
Right, yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. But like Zaheer and Amon to me are better than both of Aang's.
Zaheer's just his resolve was wild.
Wow.
And I'm like, yo, this is a series.
Yeah.
This is what, you know, hero and villain is supposed to be about. Like I said, no shade to, you know, Aang and his crew and even the TV show, but Korra's just storyline and pacing period could, you know, get a little off sometimes, but like just seeing even Korra's development, like,
and the development of the universe.
Facts.
Kind of going into the future where technology started interfering.
Like, this is something that honestly could, you know, we could relate in this time, in this era.
It makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? For change and for even technological changes that we have to not only adapt to, but, you know, people that have also, you know, stayed in the past.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, oh, we can't move forward because it needs to stay this way. Like, no.
It's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same story of like The Last Samurai, where the samurai still was living and dying by the sword and guns were showing up.
Facts.
And that's what killed them ultimately, is they didn't evolve with it.
Yeah.
But I loved The Legend of Korra when it came out. I always thought it was dope. I didn't realize till years later on the internet that people didn't like
it.
And now it seems like people are starting to come around and be like, I think y'all were being too harsh. Basically, the OG Avatar fans were the ones that were hating. Now the new wave is showing up and they're just watching them for what they are. They're not as angry about it. Yeah, they're not as angry about it. They're just like, it's dope.
Yeah, facts. Factual.
It did justice to the universe and it's, you know, it is what it is.
Facts.
All right, well, let's move to who's the strongest earthbender in history.
Earthbender. Oh my goodness. What's my man's name? My old guy.
Boomy.
Oh, yes, Boomy. Yo, Boomy got to be the most coldest dude alive, yo. The coldest dude. Now, crazy enough, and people might call me like, oh, he ain't an Avatar fan, but I forgot, Aang grew up with Boomy.
Yeah. Well, like, as a kid.
Well, as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Right, as a kid. And crazy enough, watching the live the live action, I'm like, wait a minute. So they was, oh shit, like, and he survived 100 years, yeah. Basically.
Earthbenders figured out a fountain of youth. Like, it became, Booming was the first thing we seen about it, but like, mastering earthbending can help you live longer too. Cause that's why Toph is also so old, and Korra, yeah. And Kyoshi was like 260 years old.
Kyoshi, boy.
Yeah, so like, they ended up being a thing that, you know, being that a certain type of master of earthbending, you figured out how to live long.
Thanks.
But yeah, he, Bumi is definitely that. It's between Bumi, Prime Toph,
okay,
or a character named Yun. And Yun is in the Kyoshi series. Yun was basically who Kyoshi ended up having to go against. Yeah, a lot of people don't know about Yun because he's only in the comics.
Okay.
But he learned how to liquefy metal.
Damn.
Like that. Yeah, he's called the False Avatar. So he was such a powerful earthbender, they thought he was the Avatar when he was a kid. And so the story between Yun and Kyoshi was actually a servant of him.
Yeah.
Like she was, because Kyoshi was homeless. So she got brought in. I can't think of the airbender's name, but he was basically the team avatar of Kurik, who was the waterbender whose his girl's face got stolen by Ko.
Facts.
So Kurik dies young, and his team avatar felt so bad, they just took it upon themselves to find the next avatar.
Yeah.
And they find Yun, and they think he's the avatar.
Right.
And then Kyoshi is this homeless girl. They brought her in. She was, like I said, she was a servant. Her and Yun kind of became a love interest.
Yeah.
And then she ended up saying something that the airbender, I can't think of his name, but he knew from the moment she said that she was the avatar. Because only Kirk used to say that.
Fact.
So then what ended up happening is, now it was who's the avatar? So they took them to the spirit. The spirit's going to tell them who the avatar is, but he's going to take the other person with him.
Shit.
So he ends up saying, Kyoshi's the avatar, takes Yun. Yun's gone, but Kyoshi and Yun love each other, though.
Right.
Yun, in the spirit world, ends up eating, physically, actually eating this spirit.
Damn.
And coming back to the physical world different.
Right.
He kind of got spirit energy in him, and he's already a powerful earthman.
Wow.
And yeah, he's the false avatar. That's why Kyoshi needs a series. And then Kyoshi ends up having to kill him, though.
Oh, we need an Avatar Kyoshi series ASAP. Yeah. Hey, put it together.
Kyoshi was gangbanging it.
Put it out.
Kyoshi was the first avatar using it for crime.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, Kyoshi's story is different. When they took Yun, she was tripping. So she went and got a gang to get vengeance. It wasn't, there was no world to say. She just wanted to kill.
She was gangbanging.
Yeah, she was gangbanging.
Awesome.
And they eventually started to Dai Li and everything.
Yo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Kyoshi was in the streets with it.
Okay.
Her whole team avatar was criminals. Her parents' old gang.
Wait.
Yo, Kyoshi's was different, bro. A lot of people don't know her story.
She's out here bloody.
Because her parents was criminals, and then they gave her up.
Yeah.
As a kid. And her mom was actually an airbender.
Yeah.
And then all the stuff that she did, she lost her bending. So she would just use fans. And that's where the Kyoshi warriors with the fans.
Fans.
That's where all that came from. Yeah.
Okay.
I know that story, man.
Damn. Yeah, I need to get up on that
Kyoshi
story. What?
I just got that story this year, though. So I ain't going to act like.
Word.
I just had to dive into these. I got into an avatar mode. I was like, let me dive into some books versions of it. Let me get to these other stories. So yeah, the Kyoshi story is cold.
That's crazy.
Who's the most powerful airbender in history?
Shit.
There's only one right answer.
I'm going with Aang.
Well, no avatars.
Oh, no. Oh!
That's why we're only talking about, like, just the people who are the master of that element.
No avatars. Oh, my God. I would have to say his teacher. Mm-hmm. Why can't I?
Monk Gyatso.
There you go.
That's the right
there
answer.
There you go.
That's the right answer.
That's your thing.
Yeah,
that's the only person that I could honestly think of who embodied, you know, the actual, honestly, wind itself. air itself.
They did him dirty on the Netflix show, but in the cartoon when we see him, he's sitting dead over 16 bodies.
Yes.
A firebender took 16 firebenders to take him out, and we're talking about, like, amped up Sozin's comments.
I mean.
Benders.
dog.
Yeah.
So it's like,
what if there wasn't? What if for one, he was 30 years old? We're talking about the man was like 90.
Facts.
What if he was 30?
Oh.
And what if there wasn't a comment?
Solo.
Yeah.
Solo type.
It'd have been different.
But the same, but again, that's why I don't fuck with the live action.
I don't like how they did him in live action.
They did my man's dirty. So I'm like, yo, are we really going to sit here and act like man's did not just put at least,
Soulja just showed up and blew him down. Like, just blew like, come on, bro.
With one blast?
He was supposed to die. We know that.
Yeah, we know that.
But Soulja was supposed to leave with scars. He was supposed to be like, man, he was different.
Shit.
Like, yeah, he wasn't supposed to just walk up and just walk him down like that.
Avatar killed him, for real. Like, did y'all see that?
Yeah. Like, he was supposed to be shocked that he couldn't just overpower him. That's what it was supposed to be.
My man hit him with a simple, just a...
The man, he's gone.
All right. we'll go with that.
Yeah, they did him dirty.
I guess I'll keep giving this thing a try. Like I said, couldn't get past episode 5, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I got a question for you, though.
Let me know.
Check this out. So, we already know, you know, Team Avatars, things of that nature, right? For one, you know, you educated me on, you know, even Avatar Kyoshi's Goon Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's see. Who got the best squad or best Team Avatar? Aang or Korra?
It's Aang and it's not even close.
Damn, yeah.
And I was I was debating somebody about that couple of days ago. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Like Aang's Team Avatar, they are all prodigies of something.
Facts.
They're all like arguably the best at it. Like Facts. Like I said, Katara is the greatest waterbender of her time.
Yeah.
Top five. For her age, she's the greatest earthbender of her time. She couldn't
in metal.
Yeah, she couldn't beat Bumi as a kid.
Yeah.
They found the comics, she couldn't beat him as a kid, but she didn't lose either, though.
Facts.
But she's in that conversation, the GOAT conversation. Super. Sokka, taught by the greatest swordsman in the world.
Facts.
Battle IQ is out of the roof and embodied the sword, that weapon. Zuko, also, same thing. Like, their lineage of firebenders, they're just stronger.
Yeah.
You know, Mako, he's a great firebender, but he don't want it with Zuko.
Not at all.
Bolin? You just don't belong here.
Bolin the goofy.
I told this dude was telling me that he told me that Bolin would beat Toph in a one-on-one fight.
Because how? Because why? Because
a lot of lava. I said, bro, the moment his foot starts to lift off the ground, she already hit him.
He's done.
Her reaction time is way too fast for Bolin.
And he's scared.
He's
scary.
He knows better.
He facts. Like,
yeah, he knows better.
For a fact, he ain't like that.
Yeah, and like I said, Bolin is like, I told him, I said, do you know who Derek Fisher is? Or I said, that's Bolin.
Oh,
we're not
God.
Saying Bolin that Fisher ain't hit the shots when he was supposed to hit the shots.
Toph is AI.
Stop playing. He does what he's supposed to do. Bolin is Derek Fisher.
Fact.
He's not Kobe. Yeah. Stop it. He's not. He has nothing for Toph.
At all.
Yeah.
Now, here's where I get, you know, a little bit dicey.
Okay.
Aang is Aang, you know, get it. But like Korra can hang with Aang a little bit. Like,
Korra could definitely hang with Aang,
she ain't whooping his ass.
If we're talking about kid Aang, I still would say Aang. But if we're talking about adult Aang, like Aang that's 20 years old, I don't think Prime Korra could beat Prime Aang. I don't think so.
Yeah, because even in that flashback, in Korra's series, I'm like, damn, Aang look.
Yeah, he was different.
Goony.
Yeah,
he was different. Goony.
And I look at it like, when it comes to waterbending, that's gonna go to Korra.
Yes.
Korra has that element better than Aang does.
Yes.
Earthbending could go either way, but I could still possibly give it to Korra.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, Aang was fighting Prime Toph. Korra wasn't fighting Earthbenders that different.
Yeah.
But when it comes to wind, air, that's 100% Aang.
Aang.
And when it comes to fire, that's Aang.
Aang.
When Aang learned from not only Zuko, from the Sun Warriors and all that, he has those two on his side. She has those two.
Facts.
But I think when it comes to battle IQ, it's still Aang. But I think she was just naturally a more gifted bender. But
I think she's a more gifted fighter
as
well.
Yeah.
Because even
naturally.
With bending, like Aang, I'm not calling him soft, but he's like Superman, you know. And when I say I'm
he holds back.
He
holds back.
Yes, in the qualities that he preserves of life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He could have killed, you know, Ozai.
He could have killed him early in the fight, too.
Early.
He had the lightning on him, and he turned it because he just couldn't do it. Yeah.
Facts. So
and that's an amped up Ozai.
So it's like, I get it. A hand-to-hand combat, though, you know what I'm saying? Of course, mixed with the elements. It would go either way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I should like I said, I just feel like she's a better fighter.
She's capable of beating him.
She's a better fighter.
But I would say if I was bet my life on it,
I'm going Aang.
I'm going with Aang. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm going with Aang. Because honestly, he can redirect lightning. I mean, he can't, bend it or you know.
She don't shoot lightning though, so I don't even.
That's facts.
She's metal bend though. She's the only she can metal bend and she can spirit bend.
But where was I going? Oh shit. Okay. So because she metal bends and can spirit bend, could that actually give her some type of leg up?
Possibly, yeah.
When it comes to that situation.
Possibly, I would say though, adult Aang has been fighting tough metal bending.
I would say
he has experience against it though. But of course, it could give her a leg up. Spirit bending, I don't see. That's kind of against spirits. It's nothing that's not gonna really do anything to Aang. You know what I mean? But
she might call Rava up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pull Rava out of body type stuff.
Oh God.
But yeah, I think metal bending does give her an advantage for sure.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't metal bend, but he has experience against the best metal bender
in the world. Flipping world.
Yeah, so there's that. You know what I mean?
Okay. But, you know, I just don't feel like it would be a total wash.
Nah, for sure not. No way.
Everybody else, washed.
Yeah.
Washed.
It's not even close.
Big wash. Like, I can't. And whoever said Bolin can even take Toph, like.
You're not even in that conversation. Bolin is not even a top five earthbender to me. I'm put Toph over him.
I'm about to say.
Bumi, Yun, who I was talking about in the Kyoshi series. Both of Toph's children. And I don't remember his name, but he was with Zaheer. The first lava bender.
Yeah.
If they went against each other and they was both prepared, I still would put him over Bolin. I give Bolin like 7.
I was gonna say even 10. Like but that's how soft and scary he is. Even when they were in Korra series, you know what I'm saying, when they were taking Korra, Zaheer and his gang, like it was a lot for him to even, you know, focus.
Just survive.
Yeah. It's like, bro, what kind of earthbender are you? Because, they fierce.
Yeah.
They fierce. So it's just like, you know, I feel like he's been playing too much. What's that game? They be the
pro-bending.
The pro-bending. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You just one of them pro-bending fools, dog. So it is what
he's
it
not
is.
A one. You're not in that 1% like that.
Facts.
Team Avatar for Aang.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts.
But nah, man, I mean.
What we got next?
What we got next?
So I'm about to say for Avatar-wise, there's it.
You got any questions for me?
No? Shit. Honestly, though, this ain't even on no Avatar-type situation, you know? So I want to take it back to Marvel real quick.
Uh-huh.
Just real quick. Two questions, actually. One, you feel like Marvel falling off?
Falling off, I mean, is a strong word. You know what I mean? Like, it's never going to go away.
Yeah.
But that golden age of everybody, Marvel being able to do whatever they want and everyone's going to pay to see it, that's over. They definitely got to break down and rebuild, you know, for sure. They've done too many things that people don't like, and now they got to get back to the core fans and start over. It's time to start over.
I
think Deadpool and Wolverine though could do it if it's good.
That's going to be the start.
And they've been canceling a lot of stuff that they can perceive as unnecessary.
They better not cancel Blade. I know that guy.
Blade is potentially could be canceled.
Don't say that. Don't put that energy. Don't put that black magic over here.
It's not gonna be canceled because it won't do well. It will do well. They've just been having a lot of problems. Like Blade keeps getting pushed back. I think they said they don't really like the script still.
I don't know. But okay, let me ask you this. If you was Mahershala Ali, right? And you
got a high bar to set.
I'm saying, because, like, essentially, Blade is what set all this off.
Yeah, you got a high bar, and you got to reach that bar. You don't want to be the dude that messed up Blade.
And shout out to Wesley, because, you know, Wesley is Blade. Yeah. Man is Blade. If I saw anybody else, I'm like, I don't know who you are. But, at least I feel like
he's the perfect person of this era to carry that on.
Perfect. And I feel like if y'all are rushing this script, like I can wait.
Yeah.
I can wait.
Yeah.
It took us 10 years for Infinity Saga.
Yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah.
10 plus?
Mm-hmm.
10 years. So I can wait another, you know, 2 or 3, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Now, which leads me to my next thing, just about waiting and, you know, about execution. How you feel about this Fantastic Forecast? Oh shit.
I don't care for it.
Really?
I don't care. I'm not a Fantastic Four fan. I don't really, you know. It got Silver Surfer, it got Doom and all that. That's great. I'm watching it for that. Yeah. I love Pedro Pascal. Yes. I think he's the best thing of that cast, but the other three, we'll see.
Really? You never seen The Bear? Mm-mm. Okay, so let me tell you something. So The Bear, you know, is basically about, or I don't know if you, you know, like I said, have you ever heard of it at all? Like,
I know nothing
okay,
about it.
Cool. So The Bear is basically about this cat who, have you ever seen Shameless?
Yeah.
Okay, main character of Shameless, you know, Lip. Mm-hmm. They takes over his brother's restaurant. You know, he's high-end chef, whatever the case may be. It's almost like a family-style restaurant type situation, right? Mm-hmm. Guy who's playing the Thing, he is in this show. He's like basically cousin to Lip. And when I tell you, the man's acting skills is just, I mean, mwah!
But that's the thing is, I'm not saying they're going to be good or bad. I don't know them.
Okay.
So that's why it's just more, we'll see.
But that's, but I mean, that's to just kind of go back to your point of revamping and revitalizing. I feel like
this it might be what they need.
Perfect cast as far as a revamp of the Fantastic Four. Even though I actually like, you know.
I like the originals.
Yeah, the Chris.
They weren't amazing.
Yeah, they weren't
but
amazing.
But they were entertaining.
You know, Jessica Alba, boys.
Yeah, it's Jessica Alba. Shout out to Jessica Alba. Man.
Shout out to Jessica. Lord Jesus. I hope she comes back in Secret Wars. But anyway, that'll be fire. But as far as just this Fantastic Four, I have a lot of hope. And on top of that, of course, you know Kevin Feige is doing his thing. He's patient. He's been a little overzealous lately, but patient nonetheless. So
they could bring it back. They just gotta focus more on the quality over the quantity, and that's just what it is.
I feel like Deadpool 3, X-Men 97, and Fantastic Four is going to put us back on track.
We're in a good space right now, moving forward.
You know, now are we just done with King the Conqueror since we're on the case?
I think they're saying that he might still be that. I'm seeing mixed stuff on it.
Or the storyline, rather.
You know? I think they said for Avengers 5, it's still gonna have Kang. But I don't think they're going to go as deep as they were into Kang. So I don't know yet. It's been very different things. At one point I seen he was done, and now he's not done. I don't know.
Who would you rather see as far as the story arc villain wise? You know, the big bad of sorts.
In the Marvel that we haven't seen, Galactus. They didn't do him right in the Fantastic Four.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, they didn't. He's just a big cloud.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
He's a big thing of fart.
If Fantastic Four does that right, I'm excited about that.
Here, I kind of really want to see God King Doom.
That'd be dope, too.
I want to see God King Doom. Mm-hmm. I feel like we are overdue for that type of carnage and that type of villainy. Galactus, I mean, that's just a whole different type of situation. But I feel like we are now overdue for this type of villain, just for the simple fact of, you know, you have someone who's, you know, in a way better than a lot of shit that we have seen villain-wise.
Yeah.
When it comes to manipulation and when it comes to even, you know, OP of power, you feel me? Like, Galactus, yeah, I mean, I could live without it.
Yeah, that's just...
I can live without it.
It's coming regardless.
It's coming.
Hopefully it's right.
It's coming, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just with this whole mutant saga and shit, you know? I don't know, but bring me God King Doom. Bring me World. That's all I want. And for stop, y'all just stop nerfing Hulk.
Yeah, please. I was going to say, I just want Hulk to come back correctly.
Oh, you see World War Hulk coming? Apparently.
I didn't see that.
It's a rumor. World War Hulk is in the making.
We'll see.
We're going to find out.
But yeah, that's all for me, man. I am Brent Trey Sands, the writer and the creator of the Impound Universe. My brother say, outro.
One time for the one time, man. It's your boy, Kyron Shank. We are out of here, man. Y'all stay tuned for the next.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Visit ImpoundComics.com.
Thank you for watching another video by Impound Comics. Make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel.